Donald Trump can try for as long as he wants to run away from the questions about his health, to act like he's in perfect shape and he's never felt better. But the more he runs, the worse it gets, because people are asking questions and we need answers. See, I've talked extensively on this channel about Donald Trump's clear cognitive decline. And we've also talked about the fact that sometimes it's hard to find the line between Donald Trump's cognitive decline and just pure stupidity. And that's not me being facetious, it's the truth. The guy rambles incoherently. He has for, the last 10 years in American politics. He tells insane stories. He lies all the time. But we're really starting to see it get worse. We're starting to see people call it out. I want to walk you through a few things here. Let's talk about it really quickly. My name is Chris Mowry. I'm filling in for Adam Mockler on the Adam Mockler channel. If you enjoy this type of content, link to my YouTube channel will be in the description down below. On this channel, trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. As you can tell, a little bit of a different location here, doing some travel, but still trying to get these videos out for you. If you appreciate the work Adam and I do, it would go such a long way if you just hit subscribe right down below on the Adam Mockler channel and hit like on this video. It means a lot. All right. So let me quickly back up. Obviously, Donald Trump spent a while not speaking to anybody in the media. We didn't see him for 4 days. He didn't speak to anybody for 7 days, which is a big deal. Donald Trump, the guy who loves talking to cameras, he's all about himself, the narcissist, practically doesn't show his face for 7 days. We saw him on like day five, I think, and he was going to play golf, but there's no press pool. There wasn't even a press pool at the golf course. That's pretty weird. Donald Trump loves talking to the press. He loves people taking pictures of him on his amazing golf resorts, but nothing. And so hashtag Trump dead was trending on Twitter. People started to ask questions. It was ramping up. And then check this out. A far-right influencer, Nick Fuentes, you may be familiar with, who is a former Trump ally, actually met with Trump for dinner at one point, but sees himself as further right than Donald Trump, a true white supremacist, just a terrible person. He's now making big waves because he's saying this is BS. He's calling BS. President Donald Trump's former ally, the white supremacist Nick Fuentes, reckons the White House is in the throes of a, quote, Biden-style cover-up. The leader of the America First movement fanned the flame, saying that while the president is alive, he is not well. Trump himself, which we'll get to in a second, has claimed he's, quote, never felt better, but many commentators are not convinced. Quote, there's obviously something going on with Trump that the White House is covering up. This is literally Biden 2. The Hitler-praising streamer wrote on Twitter, referring to the alleged effort to conceal President Joe Biden's cognitive decline. So this made big waves because, again, you see a lot of people on all sides of the MAGA movement starting to really ask a lot of hard questions, even in the MAGA movement itself. And again, I think this relates to the idea the transparency behind this White House is already not good. The Epstein files, anybody? He promised he was going to release the Epstein files. Well, there's no Epstein files. Why? Donald Trump's in the Epstein files, right? We've talked extensively on this channel about MAGA turning on him about that. The question marks around inflation, the economy. He's underwater on every issue. And this issue now compounds it and makes it worse because we already aren't getting questions. The thing is, some people are still trying to run PR. Let's take a listen to Charlie Kirk, who you may be familiar with, a right-wing influencer who actually takes phone calls from Donald Trump all the time, talking about Donald Trump's health report. Let's take a listen.
Okay, everybody. Unlike Joe Biden and unlike prior presidents, we have the president's health report right here. It's 3 pages long. And let me tell you, President Trump is objectively very healthy. I've seen President Trump eat ways that I would not eat. I'm a very careful eater. And I'll tell you, this guy is the exception. He is not the rule. At 78 years old and 10 months, nearly 79, he is 75 inches, so a strong 6'3", 224 pounds. His resting heart rate is 62 beats per minute. Let me just pause there. That is a very, very good resting heart rate. Like, very good. His blood pressure is an exceptional 128 over 74. It's awfully desirable. That's desirable if you're 31 years old, considering the stress that he's under. His pulse ox is 99% on room air and a perfect temperature of 98.6. No issues with his eyes, his head, ears, nose, or throat, neck, or pulmonary. His lungs were clear. CT scan of his chest shows no abnormalities. And the most remarkable of all is his cholesterol levels. Despite President Trump being known for liking a good Sunday and having a good Trump burger, his total cholesterol is 140 mg. The optimal, of course, is under 200. His triglycerides.
Okay, I'm just going to pause Charlie Kirk there. I think you get the idea. I don't think you need to hear more. His triglyceride is the best we've ever seen ever. First of all, this is just weird. This is very strange. I'm also finding it interesting, and I'm calling complete bullshit on arresting a heart rate of 62. Donald J. Trump arresting heart rate of 62. Yeah, and I'm 6'8", and I play in the NBA. We can all just, like, make stuff up, right? I'm calling BS. What a strange thing. And plus, we look at the clear cognitive decline. We've shown so many videos on this channel. I've posted videos on my channel and on my TikTok, which, again, links will be in the description. I appreciate you a lot. About just the most insane rants he's going on. You saw it before the election. Remember the sharks and the batteries. This was recently in 2017. It's my honor to announce my nomination of Jerome Powell to be the next chairman of the Federal Reserve. And then recently saying, quote, I was surprised when Jerome Powell was appointed. Because talking about how, oh, the Fed needs to do the right things, all these things. He's putting so much pressure on the Fed as we lose that layer of independence in the government. He's trying to insert political pressure there. And essentially saying, I don't know what moron appointed Jerome Powell in this press conference at the bottom. I do. It was you. It's like, wow, you don't remember that? Obviously, with that happening, we see the bruises on his hands, which is increasingly becoming odd because the White House tried to cover this up. We saw a day or at least 2 days, I believe, of like this very clear like shield of makeup on Donald Trump's hand, this thick concealer, I guess trying to cover up the bruise. And then they bailed on it because it looked so ridiculous. And my inherent question was, wow, the White House is so incompetent, they can't do makeup. But that's not true because the guy is orange. I mean, let's be honest, they can do makeup. They do it every day. Donald Trump is orange, okay? They frankly have the best makeup artists in the world. That might be the only time I ever refer to Donald Trump's White House and do his whole, the best ever. But like, if you can't cover this up, there's a serious problem. It's because the bruises are there and they're not going away. And again, Donald Trump, with this happening, just recently responding to all the news on Twitter saying, I've never felt better in my life. Doesn't look it these days. I'll say that. And I'm not trying to be rude, but the bruises, the swelling, oftentimes when he's rambling incoherently, he just... You can see it in his face. Let me know what you think about that in the comments down below. And while all of that is happening, let me play for you quickly what's actually going on with the health of Americans. Because right now we have RFK Jr. being just shredded in front of Congress over questions about what he's doing, with questions about his claims of vaccine efficiency. He recently announced that, you know, there was recently a report that he's going to try and link Tylenol to autism, as in Tylenol you take when you are a pregnant woman, being linked to autism, which is just absurd. Why are we having a guy who's an environmental lawyer run this department? And so listen to Bernie Sanders absolutely shred RFK Jr. here, because American lives depend on this stuff. Obviously, we can talk all day about Trump's health, which is obviously objectively important, but the health of actual Americans is truly suffering because of this administration's policies. Take a listen.
Body is corrupt, but you? Is that what we're looking at? I don't think so.
You are putting America's babies' health at risk, America's seniors' health at risk, all Americans' health at risk, and you should resign.
You're interrupting me, and sir, you're a charlatan. That's what you are.
There's a battle raging over public health in America. The state of Florida planning to end federal mandates to vaccinate. The head of the agency tasked with disease prevention, sacked. And Donald Trump's health secretary, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., under scrutiny on Capitol Hill.
You just told Senator Bennett that the COVID vaccine killed more people than COVID.
Wait,
that was a statement.
I did not say that.
Okay, then let me ask, because you also...
Senator, I just want to make clear, I did not say that.
We'll check the record. That's a question of fact.
You're the Secretary of Health and Human Services. You don't have any idea how many Americans died from COVID?
We literally did worse than any country in the world. And the people at CDC who oversaw that process, who put masks on our children, who closed our schools, are the people who will be leaving.
The CDC, that's the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is in turmoil. Its director, Susan Menares, fired by the president just a month after she was appointed by the health secretary.
For the first time, we're seeing deaths from children from measles. We haven't seen that in two decades. We're seeing that under your watch. You are a hazard to the health of the American people.
Florida's framing vaccination mandates, including those for school children, as a violation of personal freedom and parental rights.
This is just insane stuff. It's really good to see RFK getting grilled on Capitol Hill, especially from across the aisle. But it's honestly stunning to see the trust in vaccines deteriorate so quickly. As Senator Raphael Warnock put it perfectly, watching measles spread in places like Texas, Florida saying no more vaccine mandates, we're looking at getting rid of them. It's like, this is crazy. And as a 23-year-old, I'm like, I always expected, ups and downs throughout my life in the United States. But this is like, I never thought I'd see us move so far backwards. Just looking at when I was like 16 and 17, how society was functioning and the like public trust of vaccines, basic shit, frankly, excuse my language, basic things that the science, there is no debate on. The science is settled. Vaccines don't cause autism. The science is settled. There's no debate about vaccine safety. The science is settled. It's been settled. And to see us do this is just insane. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. I appreciate you watching this video. Truly, it means the world. Once again, my name is Chris Mowry, filling in for Adam Ochler on the Adam Ochler channel. You guys are all the best. Make sure you check out the link in the description for my channel. Go subscribe. It means the world. And I will see you in the next video.